I knew this sermon was time was going to be very short. So if you look at your sermon outline, it's just a kind of a church update, past, present, and future. And it's based on a passage from Philippians chapter 1. Hank, you want to come up and read that for us real quick? Thanks.
Today's scripture reading comes from Philippians, and it's chapter 1, verses 4 through 6. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Hank. Okay, very quickly, I just wanted to express my gratitude for being a part of this church family and ministry the last 8.5 years. Time does fly. I mean, some of you know, folks, when I mention that, say, wow, has it been 8 years already? Yeah, it's been 8.5 years. And so past, present, and future, as far as what God is doing here in our midst, based on Philippians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul, who many believe to be the greatest Christian of all time, he acknowledged the partnership he had with these Christians in Philippi. And even though he was such a great missionary and a great Christian, he knew he couldn't do it, certainly by himself. And it was a partnership, and in the original language, the word partnership has the idea of koinonia. It is fellowship. It is serving together. It is the fact that we are joined together through our common faith in Jesus Christ. Now, if you look at the outline, there are no blanks to fill in, because, again, I knew I was going to have to cover this kind of quickly. But the church vision mission statement that you see on the banner that hopefully all of us know by now is to better experience and share God's love. And a number of years ago, when the consistory members, the church leaders and myself, prayed about what would be sort of a capsule summary of our church family, not only what we hoped to do in the future, but what we believe we could affirm that God was already doing as a church family and ministry, this is what we came up with: to better experience and share God's love. And I really believe that's what God has been doing far longer than when I showed up. I showed up in January of 2009. And when I got here, my first year, I could definitely sense that God was using so many of you to help live out the truth and the meaning of this church vision statement, to better experience and share God's love in so many different ways. In the last 8.5 years I've been here, we've had the opportunity and the blessing of serving together to see how God would continue to help us to better experience and share God's love. And that's why we can have total confidence that in the years ahead, regardless of who's the pastor of this church, who God will bring in as my successor in another year or two. And by the way, as I mentioned before, if you want to hear more details about the timing and the plan for the search for the new pastor, please attend the congregational meeting after church today, after our refreshment fellowship time. That'll be in my report, the pastor's report. Again, that's open to everyone. You don't have to be a member to attend that meeting. We certainly hope you can attend that meeting and be a part of what God is doing here. So that's basically my message, is that God has been doing this wonderful work. He began that work through our faith in Jesus Christ as a church family since the beginning of this church existed over 90 years ago. He began that good work. He will continue it to the end when Jesus comes back. And so I've had the privilege of being a part of that ministry with you these last 8.5 years, but it certainly doesn't start or end with my time here. It's been my privilege to be a part, to be a partner with you. And so that's what my message is today, is from Philippians chapter 1. Like the Apostle Paul, I thank God for every remembrance of you. And I'm thankful for the partnership that we have in serving our Lord together. Okay, so let's go ahead and close in prayer. Let's pray together. Our Father God, thanks again for this day of worship and fellowship. Thank you especially for highlighting our Sunday school ministry and children's church ministry. For all the students, for all the young people, for all the teachers and helpers, for all who help make that ministry such a blessing for so many. Thank you for Carrie and her leadership. And thank you, Father, for the good work that you have begun in us, individually, as we came to personal faith in Jesus Christ, to believe and trust that Jesus is your Son, that he died for our sin, that he rose from the dead. and collectively as a church family. You've been doing such amazing work in and through this church for so many years in helping people to better experience and share your love. And so, Father, we thank you for the partnership. We thank you that we can trust you in the years ahead to continue to bless and work through this church family to experience and to share your love. And, Father, we give you all the praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.